The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
FM 1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Good news at the gas pumps.
AAA says the average price of a gallon of regular gas nationwide this week was $3.28. That's down one penny from last week. Analysts say the recent surge in prices may be ending as the weather improves somewhat and demand decreases. They expect prices to decline heading toward February, but believe the national averages prior to Christmas will likely turn out to be the lows for the winter. Jason Walker reporting.
The World Health Organization has appealed to China to keep releasing information about its wave of COVID-19 infections. That comes after Beijing announced nearly 60,000 virus-related deaths since early December, and more are coming, apparently. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. President Biden, like Trump before him, has been found to be in possession of confidential government documents.
It's so much worse when it's the person who has your own administration implicated.
Join us for our program. Sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Every Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday nights at 11, here on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Quit smoking, chew, and vaping with a special half-price offer from AM 1280, The Patriot, and breathe freedom from nicotine. Get one program for $250. That's half price for the faster, easier, and more effective way to quit smoking. There's a limited number of these half-off deals available. It's just $250 for one person, and you could save thousands this year. Call The Patriot today at 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800.
Want to save 20 to 30% on your next used vehicle? Come over to Ace Auto in Jordan. Hi, it's Ed from Ace Auto. We're a rebuild center specializing in Chrysler Pacificas, Town and Countries, and Dodge Caravans. Every day, thousands of well-maintained vehicles are involved in accidents and end up with a salvage title. At Ace Auto, our team restores them, and once they're rebuilt, they're fantastic vehicles, many with premium options at a remarkable value. All of our Dodge and Chrysler minivans come with our one-year, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. That's right, our one-year, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. Most of what we sell at Ace are prior salvage vehicles, and we've been doing it for 8 years. We can also help you with financing, and insurance is not a problem. Join the thousands of our happy customers across the Midwest. Go to aceautocars.com to see our inventory or visit us right off of 169 in Jordan. Aceautocars.com for premium prior salvage vehicles at 20 to 30% savings.
During the pandemic, they closed our churches down.
Suicide rates are exploding. Drug and alcohol use is ravaging America. And there's no church to bring the hope.
See the new documentary, Super Spreader, how a stand against religious tyranny brought hope to a country in crisis.
Christian singer and activist Sean Foyt leading what's called Let Us Worship.
Here's a move of God that's going to change America.
Watch Super Spreader, available now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Master Pool and Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory and up to 80% off remaining 2022s from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Drive a little, save a lot. We have the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Free delivery and trade-ins welcome. Master Pool and Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory. Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, 952-253-0665. Master Pool and Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory and up to 80% off remaining 2022s from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Drive a little, save a lot. We have the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Free delivery and trade-ins welcome. Master Pool and Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory. Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, 952-253-0665.
Hi, I'm Anthony Commerce with Commerce Water. A year ago, we introduced wet technology into our softeners. It's exclusive to Commerce. Since then, customers have saved an average of 700 gallons of water and over 300 pounds of salt each year. And you can too. Go to commerce.com.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Malmberg.
Thanks, Doc, and good morning, everyone. This morning, we're going to spend the hour with Glenn Larson, who grew up as a Richfield kid on 66th and Upton. And if you were a part of the 60s generation growing up there, you may have heard about his house on that street. The rumor was there was an airplane in the basement. Glenn, welcome to the world of aviation.
Hey, how are you doing, Al? It's an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you so much. So we got to ask, now, there was the plane in the basement, correct?
That's correct. Yep. It was a 1938 Ryan SCW.
All right. Did your dad put it in the basement, or was it there when you bought the home?
Well, I was there, but I was too young to know what was going on. But no, we bought the home, and then he put it in the basement. It had a tuck under garage, which they've now since changed, but it went down and then right into the basement, and he had to move a wall in the basement, move the foundation.
No kidding.
I'm glad the house didn't fall in, but I had to move the foundation to put it in there, and then about 10 years later, he took it out.
Holy moly. Roger Bowser, who put me in touch with you, he said he remembers playing in that plane. He said you guys never crashed it.
No. We were good pilots.
How old were you at the time, you and Raj?
Well, Raj, we were friends from, I can't even remember. His father was was a pastor at our church. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, from the minute I could recognize a friend, I knew Roger.
So going back that far, you know, I put a posting on Facebook that you were going to be on, and Debbie Goodspeed wrote, did he go to Sheridan? I think I went to Sheridan with him, elementary.
Oh, she certainly did. I have a Debbie Goodspeed story when I was in elementary school, but we shouldn't talk about
it. Uh-oh. No, I'm in trouble. Thanks a lot.
I better tell you. It's a good story, actually. A friend of mine went out to this area, and somebody had dumped cartons of cigarettes. Or no, I'm sorry, cases of cartons of cigarettes. And, of course, what could we do? But me and my friend is, you know, try one out. So Debbie showed up, she said, I'm going to tell on you. We were in third grade, I think.
Oh, that is hilarious. You know, I'm trying to remember. I remember her saying that she had gone to Sheridan, but for some reason I'm also thinking she was at Wood Lake Elementary, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. She was on 65th and Knox on the west side of Knox Avenue on 65th, the 6500
right.
Block.
Well,
I would think that would be Wood Lake.
No, she. I definitely remember her from Sheridan.
So the Ryan that was in the basement, obviously no wings on it, just the fuselage. Was the cockpit intact at that time?
Oh, yeah, the engine was off it, but and there was no interior to speak of, maybe just some boards and such. But no, you could sit in there, and I think the control yoke had dual sticks. So I think they were in there, and so we had many a flight.
Now you became a pilot. Did you know your dad, Brad? Is that was your dad's name? He was obviously a pilot and had an influence on you. You became a pilot. Bowser did not. I wonder why.
Let's see. I don't know. Well, you know, it makes a difference if your dad is a pilot or is mm-hmm. not. I think that's the big difference. I came from a flying family. My dad was a Northwest pilot. My brother was a North Central pilot, as I started out at North Central. And my uncle, he was a seaplane instructor out in Paris, California.
Wow. So what year did you guys take the Ryan out of the basement, get it out of there?
Well, it was about 1961, I believe. My dad was good friends with Ben Whiplinger, and so we brought it out to Ben Whiplinger's hangar at South St. Paul, and put the wings on it, and I guess we put the engine on it and the wings, and I believe it was 62 when we actually started flying it.
Wow. Did you guys do the restoration on this gorgeous plane? I mean, I'm looking at a photo of it right now, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, well, that was the deal. It was in the basement to get restored, and my father was a mechanic, so he did all the work on it. And it's kind of a funny story about how he got the airplane. He had a Howard DGA. Big single engine high wing airplane, and he was trying to sell it to one of the other Northwest pilots, and they were dickering over price, and they were about $1,000 off. So my dad said, "Well, I tell you what, you throw in all that stuff in the back of the hangar, and we'll call it a deal." Well, that stuff in the back of the hangar was the Ryan.
Wow!
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
When did you actually start flying?
Well, you know, I've been riding in the back all my life. I when my dad and I would go flying, I would be the co-pilot. But I would say when I was 12, probably 13, 14, he'd put me in the captain's seat, and I'd do the flying.
Fun.
Or attempt to.
When did you start actually taking lessons? Did your dad give you lessons? Was he a CFI, or where did you learn how to fly and get your ticket?
Well, unfortunately, he wasn't a CFI, even though he was an instructor pilot at Northwest Airlines for 30 years. But legally, wow, he couldn't sign my logbook. So actually, my first logbook entry was with my brother, who happened to be a brand new CFI. He was working at St. Cloud Airport. And that was in 1968. We did two flights together. And this was at Flying Cloud Airport. Mm-hmm. Same, you know, just footsteps away from where Sherman Bowen used to keep his airplane. Yep. But, and then in 1968, well, actually later in 68, I moved over to Nelson Ryan Flight School and soloed over there and got my private over there.
What were you flying when you were learning how to fly?
The Cessna 150 and the Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were flying the Ryan while you were learning. Fantastic.
Well, I was, but, I probably didn't fly it that much just to confuse the issue, you know, trying to get used to the 150. But, and of course, it was a crazy time. This I remember in 1965, it was the second busiest airport in the country. And when I was flying, it was 68. And so it had gone down. It was only like Miami International at that time.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
So I was busy.
I would say so. We're going to take a break. Glenn Larson is our guest, and we're going to get into his airline career and everything that led up to that. And you're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Momberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Master Pool and Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory and up to 80% off remaining 2022s from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Drive a little, save a lot. We have the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Free delivery and trade-ins welcome. Master Pool and Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory. Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, 952-253-0665. Master Pool and Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory and up to 80% off remaining 2022s from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Drive a little, save a lot. We have the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Free delivery and trade-ins welcome. Master Pool and Spa's New Year Sale. Save up to 25 to 60% off new 23 inventory. Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, 952-253-0665.
Over the next couple of decades, the aviation industry is going to need hundreds of thousands of new pilots. This is a tremendous opportunity if you've ever thought about being an airline pilot. Al Momberg here for Academy College of Aviation. Through Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Academy College offers career-specific courses that will help you advance in your chosen field. If you're looking at aviation, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved Dispatch course. No matter what your current circumstances, you have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate with the knowledge necessary to compete in your chosen field. Reach your dreams and live up to your full potential with a degree from Academy College. Start by emailing admissions@academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins April 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Glenn Larson is our guest. Grew up in Richfield. Airplane in the basement. How many kids that you knew had an airplane in the basement? Not a model airplane. I'm talking a real airplane. Unbelievable. Did you realize how special you were, how unique that was to have a plane in your basement?
No, not at all. I thought everybody had one.
When did you move? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it was fun because as a kid, you know, you're always bragging about yourself. I got an airplane in my basement, and the neighbor kids would go, yeah, sure. So they were pretty excited when they actually saw one.
When did you move to Bloomington?
Well, we moved to Bloomington when I was in 10th grade, and I finished off high school at Kennedy. My mother decided she wanted to move out of the place.
Now I've got to ask you. My brother Dave, he built an electric chair and he put Roger Bowser in it. Did he ever put you in that?
No, thank God. I never got the chair.
He had a great Lionel train set up. Not the HO version, but it was the larger ones, and he'd use the transformer and hook it up to this metal chair, and it was hilarious.
I didn't get that, but I remember the last time we were together in person was about 1966, and you got a brand new drum set. You were going to be the drummer for the Malmberg family players.
Holy moly, that goes way back. Unbelievable. I want to talk more about the 1939 Ryan. Is it true that you guys moved it out, your dad moved it out to California, and that Steve McQueen did everything he could trying to buy it from your dad? Is that true? Is that story true?
Well, it is, yeah. Steve McQueen later, sadly, just about the time he was on the downswing, he moved to the Santa Paula Airport in California, he actually stayed there on the airport with Ally McGraw sometimes. And my father had a hangar there also. And they would end up, it was aviation is, a big family of pilots, and they'd all get in their planes and fly to some air show somewhere. And Steve McQueen would go along. I think he had a steerman at the time. And my dad's airplane, it was a low wing, so it got a lot of shade, and guys would like to sit under the wing and watch the air show and whatnot. People go by. So, yeah, that's true. And he said, how much to buy the Ryan? And my dad said, well, it's not for sale.
How diligent was McQueen in trying to buy the airplane? Did he keep after your dad? Did he really want it?
No. I mean, no, not really. But I'm sure he would have. It would have been an outstanding airplane for him because he was just learning to fly, and it was probably a lot easier to fly than the steerman.
Was the 39 Ryan? An unforgiving plane like the open cockpit Ryans?
Opposite.
Really?
Yeah, just the opposite. It has a wide gear on it and a long fuselage, and it was just delightful. I was with a friend of mine one time, let him fly the plane, and most conventional tailwheel planes, you get it up kind of on the step, and then you, as you're taking off, and then you kind of pin it down. Well, he went to pin it down, and we were already 3 feet in the air. He didn't know it.
Wow.
it just took off by itself, and it's real, really easy to fly. A beautiful, beautiful flying airplane.
The finish on it, I mean, it's was that aluminum or brushed steel? What was it? Aluminum?
No, just polished steel. I mean, polished aluminum.
Yeah. I remember Randy Stone would say those polished airplanes, what a pain they were to make them look beautiful all the time. Constantly buffing, constantly polishing. Did you fly with Randy at Northwest?
There's some truth to that. I did. I flew with Randy on the Convair. Randy was the king of the Convair. Nobody was ahead of Randy on the Convair, and of course he was an aerobatic guy and an antique guy and a Warbird guy. He was every kind of guy, I enjoyed flying with Randy.
I don't know if you're aware, he's being inducted into the Minnesota Aviation Hall of Fame on April 1st. And long overdue, I might add.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. Randy has been everywhere and done everything.
I love the stories of when he and the guys, starting with Vic Agathar, they flew the B-29 from China Lake to Harlingen, Texas, and Randy was selected to pilot that plane because he was the most qualified of the unqualified to fly that plane. That's what Randy always said. Well, I was the most qualified of the unqualified. And unfortunately, the only surviving member of that flight is Daryl Skurich. And he's still with us, living in Northern Colorado, by the way. The stories are absolutely fantastic. Does your family, do you still have the 39 Ryan?
Well, actually, I hate to correct you, but it's a 38 Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you still have the plane?
Yep. It's we still have it. It's still in the hangar out at Flying Cloud, which, by the way, is right across the hangar from Thunderbird Aviation.
Okay.
We've been dealing with them for a long time, and we get fuel from them, get maintenance work done there. They're a good outfit.
I've got a feeling you knew Al Grazini back in the day.
Well, he wasn't a close friend, but yeah, we'd say hi and stuff.
When did you start flying with the airlines? Did you start with Northwest or did you start with North Central? Where did it begin for you with the airlines?
Well, no, it's, it was, when was it? I got a job while I was in college at IFT, Instrument Flight Training, out at the Minneapolis Airport. And I was the head of the front desk. I did scheduling and stuff like that. And then I got into pilot service, Aztec co-pilot, charters and a 421 co-pilot. Co-pilot for Horner Waldorf, a paper company, and a King Air and a 421. And then my good friend Bob Phelan, who his father was also. Do you know Bob?
Yeah, the Phelan Schakowskis.
Phelan Schakowskis. And Bob had, I flew with Bob, Donnie, and Dick Phelan, all of them, and even their sister Lona. She was a flight attendant. But anyway, Bob got a job with Skyway Airlines, and he called me and said, hey, this is a good deal. You should come and join me. So in 1973, I went down to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and Bob and I flew Beach 18s and Beach 99s on the mail runs and passenger flights.
Were you a guitar player?
I was. Yeah. Bob and I would hang out at the Dell's Music Shop and play guitars all day. I'm sure you've been there. I was a guitar player. Bob was in the Del Counts.
I was just going to bring that up.
And I was in the Avengers. I actually got Bob his job, but we won't go into that right now.
The Avengers were really good, by the way.
Well, I appreciate it. They weren't nearly as good as the Del Counts. But then going on here, I got a job. Well, it wasn't a job. It was more pilots. No, it was actually a job with the St. Paul newspaper, Knight Ritter, flying a Sabre 60.
Wow.
Well, while I was doing that, my brother, who was North Central pilot at that time, and of course, once you get, at the time I had about $300, and once you get to that point, you're putting applications out everywhere. And so I had an application at North Central, and one day Karen Dompier called and said, she was the head of hiring there, and she said, Glenn, I was talking to your brother the other day, and he says, hey, you're flying that Sabre liner now, and And she said, I got a question for you. We've got a class starting on Monday, and one of the guys canceled on me. He said, do you want to go to the North Central class and fly the 580? So I immediately said yes.
By the way, we had Lona on the show a few years back.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
we wanted to, we were curious about, you know, you hear all these horror stories about people that are flying on aircraft and the flight attendants having to deal with a lot of stuff. And yeah. Lona was great. I called Judy Peterson first, who just passed away. And she was class of 70 and just a wonderful lady. And she said, the person you really should talk to is Lona. And Lona, my class, and just is a wonderful lady.
I know. And she's a radio celebrity also.
That's right. That's exactly right. Years in radio. Yeah. Yeah.
I know that.
Amazing. All right. We are going to take a break. Len Larson is our guest, and we're going to continue with his airline career. You're listening to The World of Aviation. By the way, if you'd like to jump in with a comment or something for Glenn, our number is 651-289-4488. The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Al Momberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Twin Cities attorneys, a partner men can count on. 952-209-2929. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Edina.
Are you about to sign an order for siding, roofing, or windows, but you're worried that the price is too high? Keep them honest by contacting me at getmythreequotes.com, and I'll email competitive quotes your way. That's the number 3, getmythreequotes.com.
There are few things in life better than leaving the confines of old Mother Earth, putting the nose of your airplane on the center line, and going full throttle down the runway. You put a little back pressure on the stick, and the plane knows when to lift off. It's a feeling you can only get being a pilot. Al Momberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. You can experience this by taking a $99 discovery flight at Thunderbird. You'll go up with a certified flight instructor, and you will actually take the controls of the plane and fly it. You'll feel the exhilaration, excitement, and gratification that you've heard me talk about so many times over the years. Thunderbird Aviation is where I learned to fly, and they are simply the best. They have a variety of aircraft you can rent, and you can always be assured that they've been maintained to the highest of standards. The first step, though, is to take a discovery flight. Visit their website at ThunderbirdAviation.com. Thunderbird Aviation, located at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. To learn more about the discovery flight, go to ThunderbirdAviation.com. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Glenn Larson, and Glenn grew up in a home in Richfield. They had a plane in the basement. You may have heard about it if you were a Richfield kid back in the 50s. The only guy that I ever knew. Anyway, you know, you also, Roger Bowser also sent me, Glenn, a photo of a float plane, and he tagged it. He said, I believe it's a 1938 Cessna. So maybe that's where my confusion comes in between the 38 and the 39.
Yeah, if you just flip-flop that, it's a 39 Cessna and a 38 Ryan. But, years ago we bought the Airmaster, Cessna Airmaster 165, and my dad, who was living in California at that time, we shipped it to California, and he started working on it and finished it in about 1990 or so. And for 10 years, we flew it, you know, as a traditional tailwheel airplane. And then in 2000, I got the wild idea of putting it on whipline and fib floats. And so that's what that is.
I mean, the photo that Rod sent me is just absolutely beautiful. What a gorgeous plane.
Yeah.
Any idea, I don't know if you know the picture I'm talking about, but I'm curious what lake that is. Is that a Minnesota lake? I mean, it's like glass, the water.
Oh, where we're actually going on the water? Or is it sitting in the water?
Well, it's moving.
Okay, the one you're thinking of, I think that was taken at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. Roger and I, we lived on an island on Lake Minnetonka, Crane Island, for many years. And we would park it there. We also had a Taylor craft on floats before that. So my first love is antique planes and seaplanes. But
how many planes have you had over the decades?
Well, you know, they're pretty much, you know, once the Airmaster and the Ryan showed up, there was no sense of buying anything else. But my father had, he had a bunch of stuff. When he soloed in 1932, he had a Curtis Jr., which is a little two-seater open cockpit thing. And it had a Zeekly engine in it. The only problem was the cylinders tended to fall off it. So, and then we had a couple of Bonanzas, and a Cessna 140, and not too much. My father was he loved to fix stuff, and so he loved restoring and putzing around with the airplanes we already had.
He obviously knew what he was doing as well by the look of these planes.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, and I got to tell you, my interesting story of how I got hired, I've got one about how he got hired. He was a mechanic for Pennsylvania Central in Detroit. And one day his boss came to him and he said, Brad, there's a chief pilot from Northwest Airlines here, and he's looking for pilots. He said, don't you have a pilot's license? Excuse me. And my dad said, Well, I do. I've got a private and a commercial, but in order to get hired, I need an instrument rating. And his boss said, well, why don't you get an instrument rating? And he said, well, to be honest, I don't have any money. And so his boss said, I'll tell you what, Brad, I'll give you the money to get the instrument rating. And you just pay me back whenever you can. So he got his instrument rating. He got hired by Northwest, and his boss lost a good mechanic.
That's an incredible story. How often do you hear something like that? Because the boss obviously knew that he'd be losing an employee by doing that. Wow.
Absolutely. Obviously he was a great mechanic. But, I mean, I don't know if times are different or he just had a wonderful boss, but somebody that would actually shell out money to improve somebody else's life. I don't know.
Yeah. That's just an incredible story. It truly is.
Yeah.
When did you... So you started off with North Central Flying, the Convair.
Yep. And then I went to co-pilot on the DC-9, and then I went to captain on the DC-9 and captain on the 757 and the 747-400. And that was after the merger with Northwest, and then of course Delta. I finished up on Delta, but and everybody said I could never hold a job.
when you look back and you flew for North Central, obviously Republic, and then Northwest, and then on to Delta. You look back on your career with those airlines, what do you remember with the most fondness?
Well, you know, the airplanes are wonderful, but the people were just so great. You know, so many great friendships, and it seems like when you meet somebody, then you meet 10 more people, and the amazing fact that you could fly with a different pilot every day, but because of standard operating procedures, you know, it was like you've been flying with them all your life. So it's really really exciting.
I used to talk with Randy about the hop, skip, and jumps that you would make at North Central Airlines. That had to be fun.
Well, did he tell you about the trip where we made 17 takeoffs and landings in one day?
You know, I think I asked him what was the most you did in one trip, and I do remember a large number of that type. That's real flying.
Well, the crazy part of it was all North and South Dakota down to Omaha, I believe, and Minnesota. So if you had bad weather, potentially you made 17 instrument approaches.
Wow.
In one
day. What was the shortest hop that you made from one community to the next, one town to the next with North Central?
With Republic, for a while I was a co-pilot on a Dash 80, and we had a trip where we went from Tampa to Sarasota, which was like about a 10-minute flight. And I'm sitting in Sarasota, Florida right now talking to you. So I must have liked it. And then, of course, going to Rochester was real quick, too, Minneapolis, Rochester.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember flying. It was Republic, and I would drive from Rochester to Sioux Falls, do some business there, and then fly from Sioux Falls to Rapid City, and then go back from Rapid City to Sioux Falls, and then I would drive back to Rochester. But I remember one trip, but I can't remember what town we stopped in between Rapid City and Sioux Falls. And they brought the ladder out, and you know, somebody got on board the plane, and it was just so funny because the pilot, as soon as the guy was in his seat, off we went, and the pilot came on the PA and announced that the tower has informed us we're first in line for takeoff. As he hit the thrusters, as he went full gas, and everybody laughed. I mean, it was just one of those moments and a fond memory of back in that era.
Oh yeah. Well, things were different back then.
Yeah. The 17 hops from town to town. Can you give us an idea of what that route was?
Boy, you know, I was trying to figure that out, but like I say, it was every little city in North and South Dakota, Omaha. We'd go through Brainerd, Minnesota, and you know, Brainerd. I think the only approach they had was a NDB to a radio station, so we had.
Yep.
We had to listen to somebody like Al Malmberg to make sure we were at the right place. And then we'd do a circle the land approach to a runway with high trees all around in bad weather.
Yeah. I remember working at, I remember working, this is before I started flying, Alexandria, and working at the radio station there. And every once in a while, I would get a call from a pilot wanting to know what the weather was like in Alexandria. And they would say that we're, you know, going to be flying in there. And, you know, again, the days before computers and going on weather brief and all of that, it was just a totally different time. And
oh, absolutely. You know,
and following the signal of radio stations was very common back in the era.
Well,
and
yeah,
pretty accurate.
A lot of times those radio stations, you couldn't stay on the beam as long as you wanted to, and you'd just be holding a heading with your finger on the map of where you thought you might be.
Yeah, yeah. And if you were going over an airport, you'd hit the mic 3 to 5 times to see if you could activate runway lights to see if you were where you thought you were at night.
Exactly, yeah.
Entertaining. Yeah. We'll take a break. Glenn Larson is our guest, and you're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington, and by Thunderbird Aviation, where I learned to fly, 2 locations, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Has your work-life balance taken a toll by working from home? The Eden 100 building has exactly what you need to reestablish your work-life balance. Affordable office leases available immediately in a private office setting. The Eden 100 building will provide you an opportunity to separate your 9-to-5 from the family and get back into a healthy routine. Conveniently located off Eden Avenue and Highway 100. For details and showings, contact property management at 952-767-0327. That's 952-767-0327.
Al Malmberg here for Thunderbird Aviation. Over the years, I've had a number of people tell me they would love to learn how to fly and get at least a private pilot's license, but they don't know how. Well, it's really easy to get started. Just get on Thunderbird Aviation's website and schedule a discovery flight for $99. You'll go up with an instructor, and you will take the controls of the plane and actually fly it. And if you decide to continue, that flight will go in your logbook as your first lesson. There's nothing like flying. Take the first step by going to ThunderbirdAviation.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Over the next couple of decades, the aviation industry is going to need hundreds of thousands of new pilots. This is a tremendous opportunity if you've ever thought about being an airline pilot. Al Malmberg here for Academy College of Aviation. Through Academy College, you can earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business, IT, or aviation. Academy College offers career-specific courses that will help you advance in your chosen field. If you're looking at aviation, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot, Aviation Management, or the FAA-approved Dispatch course. No matter what your current circumstances, you have the flexibility to attend courses in person or virtually to fit your schedule. Academy College offers small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere to ensure you graduate with the knowledge necessary to compete in your chosen field. Reach your dreams and live up to your full potential with a degree from Academy College. Start by emailing admissions@academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins April 3rd. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Our guest is Glenn Larson, flew for Republic, North Central, Northwest, Delta, Went up to flying the 747. When you were flying with the airlines, what was your favorite plane to fly, Glenn?
Well, I guess I would have to say the 747-400.
What routes did you fly with that?
Normally on that plane, everything went to Asia. So your first stop would be somewhere in Japan, and then you might go to Honolulu, or you might go to Manila, or you go somewhere from there. But mainly Asia, and then there's a few across the Atlantic, but not very many. Not many flights.
Let's go back to your music career, the Avengers. Have you ever had any reunions? You ever gotten back together? And who all was in the band?
Well, it was Dave Lahr from Richfield, who sadly passed away, and Mark Einan from Edina. He has passed away. And Mike Moffat, who sadly has passed away. So the only two survivors are me and George Pratt, who happens to be a very well-known celebrity psychologist in California.
Huh.
So
the group was a Twin Cities group, if I remember right. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. Oh, it was crazy. I was 14 when we started the band, and we practiced for I think two practices, and then we went to the teen fair at the 1965 State Fair, Minnesota State Fair. Out of scores of people, we actually came in number six, so that was pretty good.
Wow.
But no, we would, when I was, if you can believe it, I'm in junior high, and my parents let me go around the five-state area on the weekends playing in a rock band.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. I don't think that would happen today, do you?
I don't think so. It's a good thing I was a stellar kid, you know.
By the way, I texted my brother Dave, told him you were on the show. And he wrote back, he said, I'm in New York, but say hi.
Oh, okay. Oh, I tell you, that family you come from are a bunch of musical geniuses. It's just amazing.
Well, I played records, so I can't include myself amongst them.
There you go. Well, somebody's got to do it.
You're still flying today?
Yeah, still flying the Cessna on floats and the Ryan, and you'll have to come out to Flying Cloud and see me on Bravo Lane sometime.
So you spend winters in Sarasota and summers in Minnesota?
Yeah. We used to have that lake cabin we sold, so now I just we're full-time in Sarasota, but I pop up to up to Flying Cloud and fly the other planes. I used to bring the Airmaster, the float plane, down here every winter, but I realized all I was doing is going to Sun and Fun and a few other places, and I wasn't getting much use out of it, so why wear it out going back and forth, I guess.
I'm going to go way off subject here. I wasn't planning on asking you this, so I forgive me if I'm way off base here. But I'd like to get your take on, with all your years flying commercially, your take on what happened with Southwest Airlines and the problems that they had over the holidays.
Oh, boy. You know, I would not want to comment on that, but Don Phelan, don't you? Donnie Phelan?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, give him a call. He used to be my co-pilot on the Skyway run. Excellent pilot, knowledgeable guy, and he would give you the truth.
Yeah, I keep hearing different theories. That part of it is the antiquated computer system that they are using, and also the we had the NOTAM system go down. what was that, a week ago or 10 days ago approximately, and the same reason.
Yeah, I got the same story.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
Well, the thing is, I'm getting to the point where I don't believe anything I see and hear anymore.
I agree completely. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I doing talk radio for so many years, and recently when I would ask people, you know, where are you getting your information, and I hear, you know, Twitter.
Right.
And you're getting nothing but opinions. And it's really sad that all of that is going on today. That's where people are getting information. Good.
Exactly right, yep.
If you were to give someone who's thinking about learning how to fly some advice, what would you tell them?
As quick as you can, go out to your local airport and learn to fly.
Did you become a hangar rat by any chance? But probably not, because your dad and your brothers... You had a family influence, so it was open to you.
Right, yeah. Well, I missed out. My dad, of course, he always, well, I won't say always. The first hangar was actually right in front of, or kitty corner to Sherm Bones Hangar. He had a five-stall tea hangar there. And so, you know, I've just been hanging out at hangars my whole life. And that was in the 50s.
Did you get to know Sherm?
I did. I was over at his house once, and I was trying to realize what it was about, whether I was dropping something off, or I know he was a ham radio guy, right?
Yes, he was. Had the high tower in the backyard.
I know, that was crazy. And maybe it was, you know, maybe he invited me over to see that. I'm not sure, but I'd see him quite often at the airports and at fly-ins and at pilot meetings around.
One of the kindest, most gracious men that I've ever known.
Sincerely. Oh, just an outstanding guy. Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say anything negative about Sherm, and boy, that's a legacy, isn't it?
I know it, and just think of all the pilots in the Minneapolis area he created. You know, when you know, a lot of them were watching Howdy Doody. The smart ones are watching him.
Exactly. You know, our family getting ready for church every Sunday morning. The World of Aviation would be on the TV. And as a kid, as a little kid, it just befuddled me. Because I'd see Sherm up fishing in Alaska off the floats on a plane. And we'd go to church, and there's Sherm in a suit as an usher with my dad. And I, as a little kid, I'm going, how does he do that? had absolutely no idea. The magic of television.
I know, it's crazy. Did you ever see that picture of, I believe it was Winsted Airport, where the Northwest 720 was doing a low pass?
I don't think so.
Oh, you'd get a kick out of that.
I don't think so.
They were on a training flight, and they went over to the airport, and they were having a fly-in going on, and Sherm took the picture. I think the statutes of limitations has run out, so I can talk about it.
I never saw that. I didn't. Oh, Glenn, I thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
We're out of time, unfortunately. This hour just flew by. Can you hang on, and I'll talk to you off air here?
I will. Hey, thank you. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure, believe me. Glenn Larson. Our guest, North Central, Republic, Northwest, Delta Airlines, and flying a lot of the old aircraft. Amazing story. You've been listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with two locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over a 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to DaybreakInsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's DaybreakInsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's DaybreakInsider.com.
Hi, I'm Anthony Commerce with Commerce Water. Let us build you a long-lasting, high-efficiency water softener. If you contact us now, you'll get $400 off our new wet technology water softener. Do it right the first time. Contact Commerce.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.